Good morning. We are going through the book of Romans in the Bible, and reading the Bible is so helpful to you. It gives you God's outlook on life, God's way of thinking about the issues of your life. And do you know that God works through the Bible to speak to you personally about your life? And as you read and your heart is open to God, you begin to sense that God is trying to communicate things to you that are going to make a real difference in your life. So I hope your heart is open to God right now as we get ready to read here in the book of Romans in the Bible, starting in verse 15. Paul has just been saying this sin nature that's in us that draws us to certain persistent sins in our lives, it no longer is our master since we came to know Jesus Christ. We have a new master. And that is, we have chosen to fall in love with Jesus Christ and allow him to be the leader of our lives. He says then, in verse 15 of chapter 6, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? May it never be. Do you not know, in other words, you ought to know this, that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, this doesn't mean that Christians don't sin and don't be tempted anymore. No, but it means that we are no longer dominated by our sin. We have the freedom now to choose Christ as our master. Having been freed from sin, you became voluntary slaves of righteousness. I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh, for just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification, becoming more like Jesus Christ. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. Do you see what Paul's saying in this passage? He's saying, we're all slaves in some sense. That we might proclaim, no, I won't make Jesus Christ the leader of my life because I want to be free. But there's no such thing as absolute freedom, is there? We are all influenced by things in our lives or things even within our own hearts. And Paul goes even further, and he says that our slavery is voluntary. He's already talked about the involuntary slavery to sin that was in our lives before we knew Jesus Christ. And now he says that as people who have this living relationship with God, we don't have to be slaves of sin anymore. Now we can choose our master. But of course, there is our old master, that sin nature that's still within us, that wants to dominate us. We can choose to make it our master, but we are free now to turn to Jesus Christ and say, I want you to lead my life. I want to be guided by you. I want your life to flow through me. I want real freedom to live as you made me to be, not the slavery that I used to know when I couldn't overcome those persistent sins in my life. He says in verse 22, but now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin, if you choose to make sin your master, the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the kind of person I would want to follow. What about you? I'm John North.